For a lot of us, Labor Day means the end of summer. Rock critic Ken Tucker has some thoughts on two of this summer's best hit singles, on Vogue's version of Giving Him Something He Can Feel, and this one, Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore.
Of all the singles to hit the top 10 over the past few months, two songs jump out of the radio every time I hear them, and for very different reasons. Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway is a triumph of rock and roll cliches. A song that proves you can hammer together melodies, guitar licks, and verbal sentiments that have been around for 40 years now. And if you have some combination of talent, boldness, and naivete, you can still make those cliches come alive. As trite as it is, I don't see how anyone can resist this song's chorus. And indeed, millions haven't. So who's Tom Cochran? Well, as my younger brother said after he'd seen the Life is a Highway video on MTV, hey, have you gotten a load of your new favorite singer? He's a middle-aged fat guy who doesn't look anything like he sounds. My brother was terribly mean, if essentially accurate. Tom Cochran isn't just all of the above, he's also Canadian. For years up north, he led a band called Red Rider that was a big success everywhere but in this country, where its music, like a lot of Canadian pop culture, just sounded too ersatz American. This solo effort by Cochran was probably his last shot at a U.S. career, and it's really paid off. The other hit I'm obsessed with couldn't be more different. It's a new version of a 15-year-old Curtis Mayfield song by the vocal group En Vogue. Have you ever seen the movie Sparkle? It's a 1976 film about the rise and fall of a Motown girl group modeled on the Supremes. It's a terrific little movie, you can rent it on video, that starred actors who have since become better known, Irene Cara, Lynette McKee, and Dorian Harewood, who's now in the TV show I'll Fly Away. Curtis Mayfield wrote the score, a lovely pastiche of Motown-era music, and Aretha Franklin recorded the soundtrack album. I never understood why it wasn't a big hit, and evidently En Vogue didn't either. because their version of giving him something he can feel virtually reproduces Franklin's arrangement of the song, capturing much of the original's gospel-tinged fervor. To me, this is the dreamiest hit of the year.